Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to it, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy back with you here.
Bingo card.
That's not fair. The intro music was still playing.
Oh, no.
Wow. No. Hey, Marcos, I got him. Wait, yeah. Why, my friend, were your lips moving?
What?
Wait, let's see. That would be fine if you didn't talk.
I feel like the Commanders yesterday just getting deked on an arm. I'm like, how do you guys not know what he's doing?
Right now I'm pretty good. I got Tobin leaves mic muted and start top of hour later than 02.
That's not fair.
So far I'm pretty good. I was
pretty good on schedule today.
If there's
those top of the hour breaks are ridiculous.
if anyone gets phlegm today, I got bingo.
I'm not feeling that great, so that's definitely a gimme.
All right.
What do we got today, Leroy? Game balls, game bums.
I'm going to go ahead on and give my – I like to give game balls to people who, you know, do things that the world doesn't expect. The Indiana Hoosiers are a top 10 team. They look like it. Michigan did everything they could, but they just can't score. And you're going to have to win – in the Big Ten, or if you're going to go anywhere in college football, you're going to have to win some ugly games. Nobody goes unscathed. You got to win some ugly games. And so kudos to the Indiana Hoosiers, because even though they beat my team, good for them.
Good for them. Game bum?
My game bum. Okay.
Just do it.
My game bum goes to you Canes. To the fans, to all of y'all.
Leroy!
Let me explain something to you.
Leroy!
All year, I've been called a hater for saying I lived through the same situation the Canes are going through and it bit us in the ass. All year. Oh, you just hate. You just hate. You're just a hater. You're not a Canes fan. This is what I was told. Okay? But I do know a little bit about football, and I know that these things tend to work themselves out in the wrong way if you keep playing the same football week after week after week.
No Canes fan thought they were the perfect team. You're putting words in our mouth. You're putting words in our mouth. We all knew we were a flawed team that were lifted up by a great quarterback.
Now you're being self-aware, you bum.
We were self-aware.
Marcos.
You're changing the narrative. Wait.
Now he's being self-aware.
I've been self-aware.
You haven't. No, you haven't.
I told you I was worried about Duke.
No, you haven't.
That's
every
not fair.
Every time I say something about what's actually going on, right? Everybody called me a hater.
No.
And I said,
what I said
the
was,
only reason why I know about this is because I played on a team exactly like this.
Okay.
I know what this looks like.
Here's the real truth of it, all right? This is how you're twisting and bending what I told you. I told you they were a flawed team, and I told you I was afraid of Duke because this team was giving up crazy points left and right, and they felt like they were being saved by Cam Ward.
Correct.
What I objected to last week was it felt like you put a little bit too much attention on two blue sections in the upper deck rather than a team that was 9-0 for the first time in forever. No, and you're not enjoying. You always tell me enjoy the ride, enjoy, celebrate it in the moment. And I've been trying to do that. And I felt like you were like, really, we're gonna harp on the fans not being there for a nooner. When, by the way, fans were there for a nooner. It was just a couple pockets, dude. By the way, you guys better show up for Wake Forest. Couple pockets. So I'm just saying that's where I took objection with your hating. But we all knew what the team was.
I wasn't hating. Those are facts, dude. Like, you, how long you think a team could last doing that every single week?
It was playing with fire. Agreed.
Like, at some point in time, you need to thump somebody and have an offensive output and stop them defensively. That's not Bethune or FAMU.
Or FSU.
Which, before this game, that might have been your worst game.
Oh,
I almost fell asleep.
The fact that that kid, that intangibles went down, it should have been a sign of things to come. Dude, that
you were down 25 to a team who Florida State beat. Okay?
I know. And by the way, thank God. I don't wish injury upon anybody, but thank God that Georgia Tech's starting running back got hurt, because that kid, he diced the Canes up in two runs.
Don't worry. Their backups are good, too.
Good enough for the kid.
Not to mention the quarterback.
Brutal. Haynes King.
Yeah.
He's got a real name. Haynes King?
Like, so it's not that I'm hate.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay.
A little bit.
But no, I'm not hating. A little bit. I'm not hating at all. It's just the reality of it is this cannot be sustained. And if you keep playing like this, towards the end of the year, it's going to keep happening.
When you are known as the cardiac Canes, eventually there'll be enough blockage where you're not
okay. Name cardiac anything who's won the championship. They had the cardiac Browns, right?
Cardiac Cats.
Never won a championship. You know why? Because one time they won cardiac and they couldn't come back. You can't give up big leads in every sport every time. You can't do it.
You could argue the Heat were kind of cardiac the year they went and took on the Nuggets. That ran out on them.
In a championship?
Just that whole year. They won a lot of clutch games that year.
Okay.
Just that whole year. But they did not win the championship. They still got jokered. Stupid Joker. Perfect basketball player. Doesn't even want to be out there.
I got you. But still, a lot of people say I should have called out Bam. I'm not calling out Bam. Here's why. Because it's a long season. They've been into it, a month? A little over a month.
Plenty of guys have nine bad games. It just looks bad when it's the start of the season.
Right. That's it. So, like, yeah, they got 73 games left.
And by the way, I think we have called him out. It's not like we're saying, ooh, it's going to be okay. Like, when he stunk up the joint, we've said it.
Somebody said I need to call out Heat fans for trying to give it a hero at any moment.
Because they want to sell high?
No, before, trying to get rid of him. Oh. Well, I'm going to defend Tobin. And then I'm going to come right back at you, Jarrell.
Whoa.
You could have threw him in any trade you wanted. Nobody wanted him. That's a fact.
Yep.
Anytime you tried to dangle Tyler Hero in any trade, you got hung up on. So it wasn't just Tobin.
But you can even tell, like, the way that Eric Spoelstra is speaking about him, his decision making, his playmaking, his efficiency. Like, Spo has said over the past couple of ways, like, he's so proud of him. He's a weapon. Like, this sounds like, looking into what he even did last year, like, you could look at last year before he got his ankle hurt, which is about the same amount of games. And, like, some of the numbers are very similar, but you could see that he needed more shots. He's doing this with fewer shots. He's getting to the free throw line more, more assists. Like, no, the kid, this all seems very, very legitimate. I'm sure there will be a spell too where he gets a little cold from the 3-point line, but I don't know when that's coming, because right now the kid can throw.
Well, he can score in a number of ways, so that he can always cover that up if he's having a bad day shooting the three. Yep. Here's the other thing. One of the reasons why we have to be careful in basketball, especially in basketball, guys are coming into the league younger, but they still have left that maturity number at 26, 27 as to when that's when everything has been solidified, and then you know what kind of player you're going to get. For us to take these young players, not just on the Heat team, these young players, and after 2 years, call them a bust when everybody in the league has given you the 26, 27-year-old age, is being unfair to the player too. So how old is Tyler Hero?
He's 24.
24. So the fact that maybe he's getting there a couple of years earlier means you're ahead of the game. Because if you go look around, it's 26, 27. But keep in mind, a lot of these players are coming into the league 20, 21, a couple of 19-year-olds. So I don't know how much that changes. But it's still been 26, 27 is when you start your prime.
Do you guys like Duncan Robinson and Ant-Man jawing at each other? Don't mess with dunks.
Here, yo, I think it's hilarious. Dunks,
don't take no junk.
He talks trash. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, he's tough.
He's not about it. Now, he knew he was going to lose that jump ball, but
yeah,
that's still, it's he knows his limits. Dolphin Kane says, I said I was afraid of what this team would look like without Cam, and Tobin and Leroy told me to enjoy the ride. Now you're blaming me for telling you to enjoy the ride?
Wow, Tobin. You lied to him, essentially.
I really thought they were going to win, dude. I got to be honest with you. Like, I still thought at the end of it, I thought he was going to win that game.
Up until, like, even when he fumbled, I was like, no, his knee was down. Like, even so, then, I was like,
but nah, here's the deal. Like, the fan in you says we're going to do it. Like, you remember that commercial? Oh, no, was it Indians? Or when they do baseball? All we need to do is get one man on and then bun him over and then go on the run. Like, you know, you always trying to find how can we get out of this. So that's Tobin. Oh, we're not out. But then sometimes, for lack of a better, you're just like, oh, I'm done. Done. Over. That, book it.
I can't help the way I am.
All right.
We'll take a break, get you caught up with your headlines, including the return of the Miami Dolphins' heart and soul of the defense today. Dolphins, Rams, Monday Night Football. Back after this.
My heart was in the right place.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.